The radio, the app, and streaming. RSN's Racing Pulse.
Good to have your company on this Friday edition of Racing Pulse. Now it's time to try and get the good oil, literally, from Andrew Forsman, who's hoping to have a Caulfield Cup winner, or winning horse in the Caulfield Cup, I should say, and also Rip Roar, who looks like it's a very nice chance at Mornington. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
Gee, the Kiwis have attacked tomorrow's meeting with relish, and your horse, Good Oil, is going to be one of the most intriguing runners that goes around in the Mornington Cup. When did you first get the Mornington Cup in your sights for this horse?
Well, he ran second in our Auckland Cup here, and then I guess post that we sort of started to think to next season. He's been up a long time, and when you consider options for a New Zealand staying horse here in the spring, there's not a lot around. So I sort of suggested to the owners if they were keen to have a go in Melbourne, but maybe it's time to test the waters now while he's up and going, and see whether he is up for it or not.
Well, the format of that Auckland Cup, we've seen Mark Twain come out and win in stunning fashion at Flemington Maharaj, and obviously there was something wrong in the Sydney Cup. So how strong do you think that Auckland Cup form is?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Mark Twain was probably a little bit unlucky in the Auckland Cup, should have finished closer. Good Oil did a fair bit of work early in the race and boxed on well. Yeah, and Maharaj, and I thought, I don't know what happened there, but he was ridden a little bit upside down or against his normal pattern, so whether that was a little bit to do with it, I don't know. But I think it's solid enough, but you never quite know until you line up, and I guess you could take a little bit of confidence from what Mark Twain has done.
He doesn't win out a turn, Good Oil, but he's been around the mark. He's pretty consistent. So for Aussie punters who haven't watched his races in New Zealand, where's he best suited? Is he a horse that'll settle on the speed or get back?
Yeah, he settles on speed, and I think that's why we decided a Mornington Cup is probably suitable. Certainly a starting point anyway, and ideally safely through this, he'll improve. It's been a little while since the Auckland Cup, and we could perhaps go to an Andrew Ramsden if he's thereabouts on Saturday.
So expectations with a little cut out of the ground. I know he's dropping back from 3,200 metres to the 24. Is he a better place hope, do you think? Or Mark Hunter's keen on him as a bit of a roughie that can run a race. Do you think he could win a Mornington Cup?
Yeah, like I said, it is very hard to line up the form. And to be fair to him, he's a horse that's never really looked top class right from day one. He's just been a really genuine, honest horse who just tries every time he lines up at the races. So, look, he's drawn one. He's going to put himself on speed at a track like Mornington. I think he's well enough weighted. I'd be pretty disappointed if he didn't run top five or six.
Mm. Well, that's a good push at $26. And can you give us a bit of a form line on the other Kiwi in the race, Nereus, who I know is only lightly raced, but geez, he's got a good record.
Yeah, he is a nice horse. He's probably, I guess he's coming through the grades more than, you know, Good Oil's had probably two or three runs against the better staying horses in New Zealand. But yeah, Nereus, he's probably the one on the way up, and you know, you could almost say he's got a bit more scope and a bit more upside than our guy. Our form's pretty exposed, whereas, you know, he could be the one that just really keeps improving.
Yeah, he's going to be very hard to beat. Both of the Kiwis will be to the fore in the Mornington Cup by the sound of it. Hopefully you'll already have had a winner, and most of the punters are with you as well, with Rip Roar, who's only lightly raced, got a really good record. And, gee, I love the way he was so strong at the end of that win at Geelong.
Yeah, it was a good effort because it was quite a testing track. It was his first run for almost 6 months, I think, going into it. So he was going to be a little bit vulnerable. He does have to go up a level or two for this. But he will have improved for that first run back, and just nice to see him back in form.
So how did he come through that, as you said, testing run first up on the heavy track?
Yeah, he actually came through it really well. I thought it might have taken the edge off him a little bit, but he seems bright and well. I guess the key with him is probably the more given the tracks, the better for him, and that's why we've probably targeted a later autumn, early winter type campaign. So he is going from a heavy track back to a better track this weekend, and look, he was okay on those sort of tracks in the spring against three-year-olds last season, or at the end of last year anyway, and I think he's improved a lot into this prep, and he'll need to, but I think, again, he's got the ability to put himself on pace and should run well.
And the step up to the mile looks like it'll suit him as well. So are you confident?
Yeah, as confident as you can be without really knowing how your form lines up against some of these. So a few different form lines coming together, but he's ready to run well.
And in the last, you got full of sincerity. We're just going to watch it go around on Saturday, getting fitter for further.
Yeah, I would imagine so. He just needs the run to get to a middle distance, and once he gets to 2,000 and beyond, we'll start to see the best of him again.
I see you've got an interesting horse entered for the Australasian Oaks over in Adelaide, Positivity, who ran really well in the New Zealand Oaks. And we know the form of the three-year-old fillies, especially coming out of New Zealand. Is she heading over to Adelaide?
Yeah, she got to Melbourne last week, so she'll go to Adelaide. And yeah, it'll be a competitive race. It's a $1 million Group One, and back to 2,000 probably makes it hard for her. She'll go into it a little bit fresh, which will help. But she is a real staying type. She's probably a touch one pace if you were to be a bit critical. But she is a strong one pace type, and she is a stakes winner over 2,100 metres here in New Zealand, second in our Oaks, obviously. So now if she draws well and can put herself on speed in that race Saturday week, I'm sure she'll run well.
Well, the filly who beat you in that Oaks is now with Waterhouse Botton, I think, is the favourite in the Australasian Oaks in some early markets. So are you confident that could be the right form line? How strong are those fillies over there?
Yeah, it's... I guess we haven't really... I guess the best filly, obviously, was Orchestral, but she didn't run against the group of fillies that were going around in our sort of stakes races leading into the Oaks. So I don't think, to be honest, I've had a chance to frank the form. So hopefully they can next Saturday.
Andrew, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Andrew Forsman joining us there.